Well, Simon, you must be thrilled with winning the biggest race of your driving career on Angus McGregor in the Hobart Cup.
Yes, and Pete, very thrilled.
He's a good horse now. He put the riding on the wall a week before when he ran a really gallant second to ours to Jekyll in the free-for-all in Hobart.
Yes, he went super that night for young Gareth Rattray. I was pretty well privileged that Gareth jumped off and gave me the sit back on the horse. Apart from that, he went super and he put all the writing on the wall.
The horse has been working up to a win like this, hasn't he?
Yes, he's always been crying out to win a big race like this, and he's finally done it.
Now, Simon, you don't get a lot of opportunities, and I rate you as probably one of the most underrated drivers in the state. Is it awkward, sort of, at times, sort of taking second fiddle to, you know, the brother Scotty and also the nephew Nathan?
Yes, it is hard at sometimes when you sort of do a bit of hard work to get into the position of trying to drive a horse or two, and sort of you're always second fiddle to the like Scott, Nathan, and the other top drivers coming through.
Well, mate, it's always nice to get a win like this. Do you rate Angus McGregor a horse that can actually continue on from here?
Yes, I do. Like, he can do it both ends. He can use it to have a bit of gate speed out of the mobile to get him into a good position, plus he can finish it off.
Do you think he's a horse that might progress to the Easter Cup?
Yes, no doubt with that.
All right, well, his next task is in Launceston on next Sunday night, and it's obviously he won't be going around at $55 like he did on Sunday.
No, definitely won't be. Not now.
Well, he didn't deserve to be those big odds, did he? Because his run behind Ouster Jekyll, it was sent out the $2.40 favourite on Sunday night in the Hobart Pacing Cup, and your blokes run second to him, beaten not much in the free-for-all. So $55 was a silly over, don't you think?
Yeah, very silly over. Like, he's put the writing on all the week before, and if you went through the field, he's beat pretty well mostly all the Tasmanians, and I think he's met the Melbourne visitors a few times and beat them too.
All right, Simon, well, it looks like you're hoping to stay aboard for Angus McGregor's the balance of his campaign?
Yes, I am.
All right, mate, well done again, and let's hope you can drive some more big race winners in the near future.
Thank you very much, Pete.